Okay. This is Radio Fishing. We got Captain Tom Fisher out there in the wide world of somewhere. He's calling in. Give us a up-to-the-minute fishing report. Tom, you're just finishing up with a fishing trip. How'd it go?
It went decent. We caught a few redfish. The trout are biting really good, and the sheephead seem to be picking up.
Now, what were you catching the trout on?
The trout we were using popping corks and shrimp and top water.
Okay.
We did a lot of top water today. Mostly in the holes on the inside of the reefs. Just kind of floating along.
Were you on the east side, west side? Were you out at Placida?
No, I ran back around like 30 at Placida, and we ran back around to the west wall. Had a pretty good wind drift down through there, so we were just throwing floods, and you come up on a sand hole and it's stopping an anchor on it.
So what kind of lures are you using? What's your favorite topwaters for these trout?
Topwater trout, you got to get a little bit bigger when I'm using a skidded walk. And I'm using the pinfish colored skidded walk. And then this morning earlier, when it wasn't quite so calm, it was slick, we were using the Zip and Ziggy.
So with the Zip and Ziggy, is it different working it than you worked the skidder walk?
No, both of them are both the dogs side to side to side, and they both have a weight in them, and they both make the popping sound. The Zip and Ziggy is a little lighter, smaller hooks, so the waves mess it up. It'll decrease the action on it.
So
wave of skidder walk. So
if it gets a little if it gets a little rougher, you want to switch to a skidder walk. Has a little more weight, and you can get some action to compete with the noise of the waves.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
All right. So the trout fishing was pretty good down there in that west side of the harbor today.
West side was good. The inside of the reef.
Was it a lot of fish, or was it less fish and bigger sizes?
There was a lot of fish, and we caught. You're always going to catch a lot of small ones, but there was quite a few middle-sized teenagers mixed in.
So you were able to get your keeper sizes out of those fish, huh?
Oh, sure. Yep. You'd have to probably catch 10 before every 10th one or so. But there's plenty of them. A lot of action.
Yeah, but if that's the worst thing to happen to you, you got to catch 10 fish and get your keeper, and then catch 10 fish and get your keeper. That's a good day.
That's good. That's fine. So we ended up catching a few rat reds, and then we caught a 26-inch redfish.
What were you using on the redfish?
The redfish were using shrimp.
Now is
that? Not the fancy guy, shrimp and a popping cork.
So the redfish are liking the popping cork right now.
I had the popping cork on for the trout. We were in deeper water, and we were popping cork to catch the trout in the deeper water, and then we were in sand holes. We'd come up, and we ended up throwing it in there, and we had one on the bottom, one on top, a little mixed bag of everything, but it seemed like everyone we caught was on the popping cork.
Well, that's good. Now, you're popping a lot, or are you giving it kind of a weight between the pops?
We pop it and let it drift. Kind of let it drift with the wind, throwing up current, and letting it drift down through the, you don't actually throw the sand on. You throw it way off to the side of it and let it drift down through your fish, or where you expect them to be, and see if it gets picked up. Then you just make it, throw again.
So you don't want to throw where you think the fish are. You want to let it drift into the fish, not cast on top of them.
Exactly. And then if you go through the sand hole, you don't get a red, which you're expecting in there. You pop it a few times on your retrieve, and hopefully you get a trout.
Well, there you go. So you sit there and you work those sand holes trying to get your redfish either laying before or after the sand, and then if you don't get them, just pop it as you're coming back and pick up a trout.
Exactly.
It sounds like a pretty good way to spend the day.
It's versatile. You're doing a lot of things at once, and it keeps the action going.
Now, do you have any open days coming up? Are you pretty well booked, or do you got a few if somebody wants to get a charter? Can they still get a trip out?
Say that again?
I say, is it possible to still get a trip with you, or are you pretty booked up, or do you have one or two open days yet?
No, we're... We Well, I'm booked until probably the week after Christmas, and it's a little spotty after that. They're not coming, you know, 2 weeks in advance now. They're coming 3 days in advance, so.
But if somebody calls you, they can still get booked up and get out and catch some of these fish.
Oh, sure. If somebody calls me, we'll get them out. We'll find a day, and we'll find a way to do it, and we can get them out. Yeah. Half days are, seem to be more popular than a full day right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can put a couple halves together. Tides are, if you're wanting a lot of smaller fish and a lot of action, like the rat reds and things like that, you know, the low Cummings, you know, is your bet. And if you, you know, after that, you got the, you know, good tides, not good, which none of these tides are high to start off with. So, you know, they're all more or less a mid-grade low tide or exceptional low tide. So either way, the holes are going to, the depressions and the low bottoms are going to come and play on either side. So you can pretty much fish all day.
Well, there you go. Well, it sounds good. I've been trying to get up, and we're going to try and get on these and get more on-the-water reports. So anytime you're on a charter, you got a couple extra minutes, give me a holler on my cell, and we'll hook you up through the radio fishing. We want people to get a little more real-time data, and that's what we're trying. This is Captain Tom Fisher, and tell me how to get a hold of you, Tom. What's your phone number?
Area code 941-628-4687.
And do me a favor, boys and girls, you know, give Tom a call if you're in the area. He's a great captain. He's a lot of fun to fish with. He's one of the captains that I actually fish with. I don't get a chance to get out much, but I do get a chance every once in a while to jump on Tom's boat, and he's a lot of fun to fish with. So anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and that's Captain Tom Fisher out there. And we thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Unless you got anything to add to this, Tom? Anything else going on?
Everybody have a great holidays, and be safe on the roads, and let's see everybody the first of the year.
Okay, well, that's actually a pretty good way to end this up. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll be back with you soon. And thank you, Tom, and thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you on the next On the Water.